This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Hello. Yeah, hi. It's me. I see, there's a third person here also. So we have Alex, I guess, is in. Svika is here. Okay, then someone else, I forgot who else is the other person on. Okay, good. So we're holding here in a section Dalit over here. And now remember, the Rambam here is, he's writing a practical Igeres. It's not writing only philosophical work. So he's going to describe in this piece, in this section, the halachas of Kiddush Hashem. And then Huggis. So until now, he bore down very hard on the person that A, paskened wrong and was totally insensitive to the needs of people who are going through such a difficult period, and he was very upset about that. Now he's going to say, okay, let me get the halacha straight. This is obviously before he'd written the halachas, doesn't mention his sefer and so on. V'kasher isi hadova mafli azeh. When I saw this strange thing, what? Do we do Gimel or not? So he says, "V'hini mevayat emashenov vazeh moisiv lahabil." So now he was saying that all of these people who were, you know, by telling these people that if you did a mitzvah, it's worthless. Once you've done the averis, he says over here, it's wrong. And now he brings a whole list of people that he's going to show that doing something even slightly good at a time, no matter who the person is worth something. There was nobody as bad, as wicked as Achav. I mean, he's the archetype of someone who is a bad person. But it says, some shtei shos v'chetzi. The fish amcha chamazal botla gzeir me'olav. K'mayshnem ha'yidu Hashem al yo'a tish b'lei ma'risa k'nichna Achav v'fonai. Yan kinichna and reponai lo ovi ro be yomov be made by ovi ro albeisav lo kipeach akadosh baruch hu schar tanisay. So you see that akadosh baruch hu was not mekapeach ischar, despite the fact that he did wrong. In other words, there's no such thing by a person. We have a musig. I get sick and tired of somebody. Then I say, you know what, I don't want to know from you, I don't want to hear from you, get lost, I'm sick and tired of handling with you, that's it. That's a human type of thing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing. If the person has a, if the person is someone who is shayach to doing good, then if he did good, then every good counts for the good. So there's no such thing as any item getting lost. It's just like a mitzvah doesn't erase an aver, doesn't erase a mitzvah. Each and every prat the person does good is good. Ruchanetza Rosha, Shaharg mi Yisrael kachoyla shaspas hayam, v'sorv beis adoim ragl shal ekenu, v'shvul shirotz arba psiyos lahaktim shem amoklim shem chizkiyo, k'mo yishom rood basoy arba psiyos, hoye gmuloy shemolach aboyim shonik moshmol shloimim lo kibach kash baruch uschoroi. Ezeva Rosha, it says about Esav Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I hate him. Ve'omru boyse yoim ova chomish averis horegs ha-nefesh ova rabbi-dizor bol naim rosa v'kofet chesem-esim v'shot es ha-pchayra, or it means he was mevazet ha-pchayra nis'atev talisa nechse izik oviv omli abba yesh maise le-melech omli kama b'ni medaki mitzvoysov ve'im kol ze kishirzik mitzvah achas yikibur av oye schorish rosna ha-shem malchus bli hefzik ha-shev ha-melech ha-mashiach. I want to stop in this a second. Lachura, I mean, he brings a big list of Chazal that seem to support everything in terms of bringing a riot to this point, that if you do something which is good, even if you're even aver and so on, then it's you get the scharfit and v'cholu. Now those are these chazal that he brings here, and he brings a very powerful array of mekairis. But there are other chazal also. Well, Rasha Oma Malach Alasape Chukoy, for instance. Where Akadosh Baruch Hu says or torfenloi it is tfilosoi and things of that nature. So you find many and you find psukim like that where he castigates klal yisrael gam dam nimtza bekanfechem and so on. So what's the klal? When do we say that if a person did something wrong, then it doesn't take away from what he does right? And when do we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I don't want you, and so on? So I don't know if there's a klal, but I think there are a few different points to bear in mind. One is sometimes it's a pircha on the person's mice and kavanis. For instance, malchasat bechukai means the following. If a person is not keeping mitzvahs, but he's saying a lamda shetikal Torah, the classic caricature, right or wrong, about the person sitting and writing a shetikal Torah on Shabbos. So there's two elements here. There's an element of, if this person is really believing in what he writes and holds by what he writes and so on, how's he writing it on Shabbos? Bal Korchach, it must mean that the person sees it as a very, very as a very intriguing mental gymnastic, but doesn't see it in terms of an emes. In other words, your maisim are a stira to what you're engaged in. Sometimes it's not. Let's say somebody has a very strong taiva and he was bala erva, but then he's sitting and learning. There is a sense over here of the person. He means the learning seriously. It's not that he doesn't believe in the emes of taiva. He just has a big taiva. It's okay. So he has a big taiva. So we'll deal with the taiva separately. But it's not a stira betz. And the fact that he's a bal avera is not a stira. But if the person willfully is over, let's take the classic example: the person sitting and writing on Shabbos. So that means you obviously don't see the Torah as being emes. It's something that it's a game. So it's over there. It's a pircha on the amitas of what you're doing. That would be one example. A second example of things that would be affected by a person's tzitkis and not tzitkis would be something that's extra credit. Lemashal karbonis, and this is why the psukim almost always castigate Klal Yisrael about karbonis. Karbanis are not be'etzim chiv on the person. So the person himself has no chiyuv to do karbanis. He's doing it out of a so-called expression of great avos Hashem. And he's doing it as a lifnim meshurat hadin, and that's something that we can call him out on it. We can say, listen, it's one thing, whatever you're obligated, you have a chiyuv to do, and so on. But if you're a rasha, and you're coming to bring a karban, which more than it being lifnim meshurat hadin, there's another knesh which applies to karban, and a certain sense into tefillah as well. There are things that I do because I'm obligated to do them. Let's give an example. Imagine I work for somebody, a steady worker, and my contract says I have to do X, Y, and Z. So, I don't know, stock the store, deliver, whatever. And I messed up something bad. So, on the one hand, to fulfill my obligations to keep working, so let's say I broke a crate, but I still need to, so even though the boss is very angry at me, I still need to finish doing what I was in the middle of doing. I mean, I'm mechuyev to do it, I'm getting paid for it, I'm obligated, and I need to finish doing it. But let's say I want to get a special favor out of the person. So when things are good, I work hard and serious and well, and I come to the person and say, no, I've been working so hard for you now, and I'm massive, I need some money and help. So then I have upon him to go and ask him for a taiva. I can give him a present that could be as something which is sort of a ritzui. When I've damaged, hurt, upset the person, there's no makom not for ritzui, and certainly not for bakasha. Karbanis, in the sense that they are have an element of ritzui and tefillah, which is an element of extra bakasha, that is no makom. Now, I believe the shmenesi mechuyev to daven, you mechuyev to daven no matter what. You can't get up one morning and say, you know, I'm not sure I want to daven shachris. I think Akash Baruch might be upset with me. I guess if he wasn't upset till then, he will be upset when you turn over the other side and go to sleep again. So that's not something that is excusable. But when I'm going out of my way at tefillas nedava, a special bakasha, when I perceive myself as being a rasha or bad person, has no tam. So it's as relates to special mitzvahs, where there are b'china of a ritzui, and it's something special where I'm asking Kosh Baruch for something beyond, over there I see this to be an issue. Then he says, Vim Eila Koy from. Yeah. But again, it says that there was a certain schar in it. There is a schar in any kosher program. Kapes Rabbeinu, you can go to the dogs. The dogs that weren't chayritz the shenam. I don't know if it was out of Avos Yisrael. Most of the dogs we know are Sinai Yisrael, but it wasn't out of a matzav of Avos. It just the metzias was they did toiv, and any kosher program Kapes Rabbeinu is on any level of toiv, anything. In these places, Lemaisa, so in the examples he gave, Achav, you do see a certain change of heart, a certain achnoah. And the other ones, Eglon, Buchanetza, and Esav, I would assume, certainly Eglon and Buchanetza, these were pu'ulos that were not the etzem mitzvahs, but rather things that require a leiv shalom, being nichna, being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. The Nebuchadnezzar also was a kvayt shmaim. My feeling would be that there had to be a real rutzen to be mechaber shemaim, or else these things wouldn't work. So. In these areas, I do think that there was it wasn't as if the person was doing it callously. Kadosh Baruch Hu was oymid on it that he really means it, the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. So if you have these kaifrim who are real kaifrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays them back for the tiniest of Maisim Toivim. Yisrael shenenso boines hashmat voisim mitzvos b'seisa eichel igmulim Hashem HaToiv v'loya hefrish etzloi ben oisim mitzvah ein oisa ben oivir alkim l'ashaloi avodoi. So he says, if a person, I mean, marach people who are real avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back for mitzvah done, certainly in these cases, and he says, and this is all I'm referring to what he's wrote bad. In other words, the whole whatever he wrote is miyosim miganash zmanoi, at she'ova zeledava b'choy kachachom zchon vrok moshe be'arnu. At the end of the day, in his kanos against the people of his dor that he hated, that he despised. He said something which was halakhically wrong, was against what Chazal said. Chazal have all these cases which that they point out the good that a person gets rewarded for. And in the world of mitzvahs and halacha, and the world of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnaig with his brias, v'omash v'yonash al ma'isa mitzvahs, v'koy diber shetfilas achad mimena averhi. In other words, it says, that's the beginning of the pasuk, and you let your mouth go loose, and you didn't realize how bad or terrible thing you said. Okay, now Dalit. This is something with, having seen this tshuva the person wrote, which I think is terrible. Some to yoda lekabit samum some roish mesifra kadmoinim esemim merkachas kiluris ma'ila machli verpeo boy as Hashem. So he said, I'm going to put together the halacha the way it should be and put things straight. Berisi lechalik dvorei bezer inyan chamisha minim. I'm going to organize into five categories. Hamina rishon bechalukas hamitzvahs beis ha'ones. The different levels of mitzvah when somebody comes imanis you, the different dargas. Hamina sheni bigvul chil Hashem ve'onshei. Hamina shlishi b'madregas ha'nerogim al kiddush Hashem v'nusim ve'ones hashmad. Hamina revi b'inyan zeh hashmad b'bein hashmadis. Uma roi lorim lasis boy. How should a person deal with this particular shmat? Hamina chamishi besipa echios laodom she yishama bezeh shmat hamokim vatleu amen. And the final category is to give you to give you instructions what to do. The first one, bein yezeh shmat bein hashmadis, is the halachic difference between this shmad and other shmadis. Notice he's going to address particularly this gzer shmad. And the fifth one is the general instructions of what a person should do with sasha shmad. Sas tishmad, yeah. Hamina rishon b'chaluk sanzishas ha'ines l'sheisha klolim. And so this is, we're standing on halachic grounds. The first one is mitzvahs, like avodah zara, gilarayish v'chasdamim. Hadin behem Shekolzman Shia Onas al Achazman, who Mitsuva Sharag Vayabacholzman, that's famous, so Cholmokum Valazin Shia. Omnum Omris, he says, so when I said Becholzman, it's both Beshas Ashman, Shle Beshas Ashmat, Becholmokum is Sinna Fahesia, the Omriel Aze Inishia, it's only with Bainis Kavna Viroi, Beshas Kavna Viroi, Yahorg Vayabah. So these three mitzvahs makes no difference. The circumstance at all make no difference. It's famous Yag Vayava. Ushar mitzvahs kula milvad ela shloisha imanosaleim oines yabit. So the other mitzvahs, if somebody's trying to force a bi'iva, you need to ask the next questions. Beis. Im lanos atzmo niskavein, yava vayarik. So somebody puts a gun to your head and he wants you to work his field on Shabbos. And the only reason he wants you to work it on Shabbos is because the person's got a crop that has to go out, whatever it is. So, Dier HaLach is Yav HaYarek. Uray L'dov is a paper, sorry, Meirer. V'Ester Pahes Yave, Omer Ester Kakas Oilam Hi, Ravam Anos Atzme Shaini, Damo Rav HaIgoy V'Chulo, V'Kam L'Och HaKirov. So, Imkein is Bailach HaShekozna Sheskam L'Os Atzmoy, L'Och is Yav HaYarek, even Pahes Yen Shas HaShmat. So, any type of Aveira that is not one of the Gimel Chamurais, the halacha is that if the person is miskavla nosoi, there is no chiyuv to be meisa nefesh. Gimel vim niskavla viroi. If he's doing it because he wants bedafka that the person should be over avera, yabed kemoike. So now we have to look at what is this? What we have to look at the backdrop. Or of the times. Im hoisa isa ishas shmad, if it's shmad, yoharig val yaver be mitzina be megoli. Vim hoisa shalibish as shmad, im hoya besay se yarig val yaver vayarig, vim hoya fehesi yarig val yaver. And now he quotes the Gemara of Zetoshan Miezek, also Abdimi Amrebechna, philoshebish as shmad. So the first category is the category of the chiyuv to moisa nefesh. Now, the Rambam sort of divorces it from the next piece, which is Kiddush Hashem Chil Hashem. In the Min Hasheni, he's going to speak about Kiddush Hashem Chil Hashem. The Mashmos is, even though we learn these Gimel Chamuras, Adin of Yarev Yava, they're not of the same category as these. The Gimel Chamuras, Gemara dashes from the pesukim, dashes from chol nafshecha as far as avodah zarah goes, from ritzicha is a svara, and arayis is a hekesh to ritzicha. But so really, this is not. It is kiddush Hashem as a result of what you're doing, but the mechayiv for mesiyas nefesh is not kiddush Hashem. But it's really a requirement within the mitzvah, that in this mitzvah there's an obligation to take it all the way to the extreme. In the Min Hasheni, we're talking about Gvul Chil Hashem Va'Anshei. So the Rambam here, when he talks about by calling the next group Kiddush Chil Hashem, this is closer to what we call colloquially Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem yecholik shnei chalokim, kloli prati. Hakloli yecholik shnei chalokim. Echad mehem. Sheyase echad mi'odem aveiru lahachis. Lo yasena l'taynegu arevus. Sheimotze maizahu. Elo yose kalo nevniv zebeinov. Hine ze kvar chilas Hashem. Vehu omri yisbarach v'lizishovu b'shmi l'shekev chalt Hashem hakecho. So this category of Chil Hashem is a category where a person is making light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias. If a person does an Aveira out of Taiva, so it doesn't say anything about his belief in Harach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Machshiv, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam Kvodo, but I have a strong type and I can't resist it. So there's no element really of a Chil Hashem in it. When a person does something bezodin, not for taiva, so What's happening here? The person is getting up and saying, it's unimportant. I can commit Lamashal a certain crime. I can fill out a piece of paper incorrectly. I know it's wrong. It's an IRS form. It's a government form. It's whatever it is. But I want the money. So what's driving me is the money. There sometimes is a form that I say is insignificant and it's narishkeit, and I just make a joke of it. When a person has no taiva to do an avera, and what's motivating him is that he sees it, it's either an act of open rebellion or just an act of, I couldn't care less. That's chil Hashem. The word chil Hashem is famously from the word cholo, which means to empty out. It's as if I've succeeded in hollowing out the world of, like this, I say the whole world is full of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to be reckoned with and it's unimportant and significant, I've sort of hollowed out his metzias in the world. Which is a higher dagger. So it's interesting. So the Chil Hashem doesn't. Chil Hashem is not just because he's affecting other people. That's an added issue. But deep down, it's a type of avera where it's the content of the avera is the chil Hashem. It's the emptying, so to speak, the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'asheni sheyishtad lo dem me'atzmo sheyisakim poloysev agashmish at sheyigolu etzel ha'moyim imenu sipurim migunim oit. So the Rambam says, this is, I guess, the most colloquially called chil Hashem, where a person doesn't at all care about his hanhaga. So let's talk about this a little bit. The what he's doing over here is, he's not doing a real Aveira, but he's doing something that we would consider to be Mechur. He's acting in a way that's not in line with the Hilchos Derech Eretz, that this person is supposed to be Noyik. And that's something which is, in sometimes in Chazal's Mashma, that these are Masni'ai. It just that turns people off. Over here it says that it also creates by people a sense of a lack of godliness. When people see me and I look like I'm doing something that's wrong, so again, they equate that to flaunting, to saying, yeah, it's not important. V'chein amru b'yuma reb nach v'yitzok amak goin da amin she shirli mor leploini. It's a type of behavior where people say, I sure hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him. So it's not something that might be a clear avera, but it's something that people feel is unethical, wrong, whatever. V'omru oy, they give another category, k'on shechaver of b'yishim ishmo asay. It says people are embarrassed with what they hear about him. So it don't fall into a avera category, but the fact that I don't care, that I'm willing to project a tzura of being somebody who's not a good person, in itself is a chil Hashem. It shows that I don't care. It's not important. Vaprati yechalek l'shei chalokim. On a more in specific personal way, there are two categories. Ha'echad sheyase ish chocha ma'ase shu mutl chal adam.
A person
who is considered to be on a higher darga, person is considered to be a tzaddik, or you know, just to say as a ben Torah, and people expect more out of his anhaga, and he doesn't. That's also chil Hashem. In other words, any time the person acts in a way that projects itself as being without caring about, you know, what people think and so on and so forth, that's called chil Hashem. V'zeh ma'im rav b'gvul chil Hashem kegoin anodesh akilna b'srav lehivna d'me la'alta. If a person, he says, if I would take meat and don't pay, klema, sha'odam k'moy lo'y roi lo'y shi'ikach dova chitin domov tekev sh'lokev le'acha, so even though everyone else is allowed to take on credit, but a Rav should not. He should be more medakli b'maisav and should not do something which other people, which even though it's namli muta, but it's something that he should be misnag differently. My assumption is that it doesn't apply to something like a credit card, obviously, because I mean, that's what it's there for. I mean, normally I'm supposed to be paying today for services that were rendered to me. I'm not paying, and I'm pushing it off. So either the person might be choishes, he's not paying it, or just have some schlepping it. There has to be obviously some sense that it's wrong. And so on. We find Adam Chashuv Shiny. So yes, there is a standard that we expect of a person who's an Adam Chashuv, and since people expect it, it's a Chil Hashem if they don't get it. And the Chil Hashem is the fact that people interpret it as a zilzal in HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than as a personal shortcoming. Vasheni, she adam chacham misnag im bnei adam hanhaga pchuso keura bemekham emkarim asar matani. A person who's, so here we're talking about not a personal avera, but his interaction with other people is lousy. If a person is very very rude and puts down people when he deals with them. Vloitir daitim wherever sabrius, he's not friendly. He doesn't act with good meters towards people. That's a chil Hashem. But if it's on Haggis, I'm nice. People say, you know, come, know this person in Torah, and so on, come to Konim Drochav. If I wouldn't be worried about being Myrik for too long, everything a person does, people should walk away feeling extremely pleased with him. I want to stop a bit and talk about this because it's just very interesting. The Rambam does speak about this in Mishneh Torah where it belongs. He's saying over here, I would really like to spend a lot of time talking about this. I have a bit of a strange shaila. It is not midivrei chacham to go off on tangents. Lechura. If the Rambam would have discussed it, his only problem here is that it's very long and it's not going to fit into the letter. It's going to cost him more mail or whatever. But what shaykh does it have to do with anything? I mean, what's the point of writing about this? I mean, this is not the place for it at all. This is very, very incidental. So I think he may be, he may in a sense want to knock the writer, the one who wrote that tshuva, that calling them Rishayim and Apikarsim and, you know, no good tefillah and so on. I think this is a further a sort of, he's bearing down at that point, that a person needs to have goodwill and good feelings towards people. So even, you know, whatever you would tell them lalacha, it has to be told the Sefer Parim Yafis, that he says the way he writes these people off the map, and he just says they're goyim and they're worse than goyim, and that's a terrible chal Hashem because of the type of interaction. Libra Emily, that's why he includes it over here. It could also be, I guess, a simpler reason is not why he includes it, but why has a Hamid to include it. There's a Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in Brachos, and the Rambam says that he's going to speak about Amunah on a tangent. And he says, even though I'm going off on a tangent, but Amunah is such an important topic for me that wherever I have some excuse, I put it in. It's something which is, you know, it's important to him, and that's why he writes it. So I'll call upon him the those are two possible reasons, like I think why the Rambam would even have a Havmina. I'm just excusing myself. He says, you know, it's going to be very, very long if I'm going to have to write about it. And then he says, Kedushas Hashem is Hefech Chil Hashem. Kvizeh. If a person does a Maisa Mitzvah that has no ulterior motive except for Avodas Hashem, that's Kiddush Hashem. And so this obviously has to be done Berabim. It is a little hard. How would people know if the person has ulterior motives or not? Let's say if I go and I do a certain chesed for somebody, or I daven, or I fast, or I learn, or whatever it is. So I guess money, people can determine if I'm getting paid for it or not. But for COVID, if I'm doing it, or for things of that nature, those are things that are very hard to determine. But I guess just if people feel that way, if this is what it looks like. If people, the Shmuas Tovus means people are say only nice things about him. So we have the two categories of Kiddush Hashem, where a person rises in an Nisayon and to not be even avera, just l'shem Shemayim. And secondly, where he interacts with people in a way that projects well on Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Or kemoikein adam godlik sheyemana atzmin and yonam shemuchar mitzvah adam. Va'af b'she'ina b'ina mucharin kiddush Hashem k'mesham al zus v'sayim harak mimcha. So it's interesting. So the Rambam has here a little bit of a twist to it. What he's saying that, I mean, you can never call a ma'aseh Kiddush Hashem something that you're not doing. It has to be, in order for refraining from an avera to be of positive value, it has to be a situation where you had the opportunity to do it and it didn't materialize. The opportunity materialized, but you didn't do it. So here also, he says, these are things that I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm a type of person that, between me and myself, I eat with my hands. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, and I think it's fine. But people find it to be quite not nice. So I refrain myself because of that. Things that I'm chorim by an adam. Even though I'm chorim, kiddush Hashem. So, despite the fact, I mean, this is interesting, because in other mitzvahs, l'mashal, it says if an avera is bala yadi, I had a real chance at buying non-kosher stuff and eating it, and I didn't do it, it's considered like I did a mitzvah. That's on a personal level. So I say, you know, I strain myself religiously, etc., etc. Over here, we're really talking about the effect that what you have is on others, and so on. So here, you're not, you're not doing an Avera where you simply could have, you could have gone with the Shitas Cha, but I don't know if people see that. No one else knows that you have a different sheet and you could have done X, Y, Z. It's between you and yourself that you're refraining because it's a problem. But actually, he says that's called Kiddush Hashem, and that's the opposite of the last two or three exams of Chil Hashem. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions? I don't know. It seems as if Chil Hashem is something that sort of transcends particular, you know, like Chalu is a particular lois say. In these, I don't know. I hear the question, I understand the issue, I'm not sure. Okay, so we'll hold it here. Okay, Kol Tov. Good night. Shabbat. Good night.